Thank you for joining us on Strength for the Journey. This is a radio program that's designed to strengthen the believers, that there are days ahead that all of us will need strength for what lies ahead. And one of the things that we all need in our life is the truth from God's Word. Many of us have listened to more of what's going on in the world than listening on what God is speaking to us. And we all need to learn to hear God's voice, learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and obey, because that is where our strength will come from. We say here, strength for the journey, that truth is the fuel for the journey. Applying the truth will give you strength for the journey. God's Word is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus was the truth, and there's nothing that came out of his mouth that wasn't the truth. And we need to learn to see what he said and apply it to our lives. You know, when he was walking on the earth, there was many who didn't like to hear what he had to say because they didn't want to hear the truth. And we have to want to hear the truth. We want to have to embrace the truth. And that way we will follow the truth because we are hungry for the truth. So this radio program is designed to feed the hungry, to feed those that are hungry for the truth from God's Word. And we think you will enjoy the program. There is a website that we have. It's called Strength for the Journey. It's strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. And we have a Spanish version of the website called Fuerza para el Viaje. And there's a link at the bottom of the homepage at strengthforthejourney.com that you can go directly to the Spanish version if you're in the Latin American countries listening to this program. There is a radio program that is, each one of the programs is on the website as well, so you can go back to any of the previous programs and listen to any of the programs that are there posted on the website. There's also a list of articles that we've written recently that we think you'll enjoy. They're challenging articles to help increase our closeness and our walk with the Lord. Each one of them has to deal with our relationship with the Lord and the type of relationship that he wants. He desires to have a relationship with us that is close. And many of us have kind of fallen away from that close relationship because we've sought more of the things below than the things above. And the days that lie ahead, we have to really have a keen ear for what the Holy Spirit's telling us to do with our lives, because obedience is the key that will allow us to access our destinies. And this is where most of us struggle in our walk with the Lord is obedience. And the first thing that we have to learn, first of all, is we have to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have to read the Word of God and be able to identify when the Lord is speaking to us, because his Word will not contradict the voice that you hear if we think it is the Holy Spirit. It will never contradict. So the Word of God is like a roadmap that guides us to knowing his voice. And Jesus said in John 10:27, that said, my sheep hear my voice and they know me. And actually it says, and I know them. And one thing that's very interesting about that scripture is that when it said that I know them, it's the only place that I found where Jesus says that I know them. And that's the voice and the words that we want to hear when we stand before him one day, when we all come to see him face to face, and that is that I know you. Because the other side of that coin will be I never knew you. And so hearing God's voice is very important to knowing him and obeying him. Because if you don't know his voice, how can we obey him on our day-to-day life and what he wants us to do? And some of the things that you'll hear on this program are just my testimonies of hearing God's voice, obeying, and then the blessing that followed by my obedience. And so I think you'll enjoy these articles and the radio programs that have been posted in the past. Again, it's strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. Tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about hearing God's voice, because this is one of the most important things that all of us need to come to that place where we know it's Him speaking to us. And one of the first things I said when I wanted to know God's voice, I'd just almost been in a car wreck very close before I came to know the Lord. I was driving one day and I heard a voice that said, "Change lanes." And it was such a urgent voice. The message was very urgent. I didn't even think twice. I changed lanes, which took me on a highway in the wrong direction. But at that very moment, I did change lanes. An 18-wheeler that was on my left side changed lanes. And if I had curved to go on to another freeway, the direction I wanted to go, that truck would have run right over me. And I recognized that there was a voice that I just heard that saved my life. And it put a hunger in my heart to know, who is that voice? Was that God's voice speaking to me? And then through a number of circumstances, the Lord revealed Himself to me, and I gave my heart to Him. And one of the first things I asked God after I gave my heart to Him, I said, "How do I really know it's You speaking to me?" And without anything else I was thinking about, I just heard these words in my mind, "Eliminate the devil." And I don't think like that, so I was kind of pondering that thought. Where did that thought come from? And then the next thought hit my mind was, "Eliminate every error in your life that you have been deceived." And at that point, when I heard those words, I began to think about deception and how certain areas of my life and the things that I was doing had brought deception in my life. And one of those was drinking alcohol. And I started thinking, you know, I never had a wreck when I haven't been drinking, and I sure get around the wrong people, say the wrong things, do the wrong things. Could that be an area of deception? Well, I think very likely it could be. So as I began to go through areas of my life that I was really searching to know God's voice, and all I knew to go by was just eliminate what I knew wasn't Him, then suddenly as I began to eliminate those other voices, I heard the words one day as I was driving home from work. I heard the words that said, "If you'll live in Me, I'll live in you." And I hadn't read the Bible before, and I was reading in John. And as I was reading in John, I was reading words that was exactly that same message in John chapter 14. And so I really was recognizing that God could speak to me. And so realizing this, it put more and more hunger to learn Him, learn about Him and learn His voice. And so I began to read the Bible more and more, and I had a hunger in my heart that I wanted to read the Bible. It wasn't like it was some religious duty. I wanted to find out the truth. And so there was a hunger inside of me and a passion inside of me to get to know the Lord and to know His voice, because I realized that through a number of different circumstances in my life that whenever I was disobedient, that there was always a price to pay for what I knew was right in my heart, and I didn't do it. And so as I began to pursue this pathway to learn the truth, God began to open up my eyes to many of the things. So this is some of the things that I would like. My desire in this radio program is to help people to draw closer to the Lord right now, to learn His voice and be obedient. Because it doesn't do a lot of good for any of us to know God's voice and be disobedient. Because obedience is where the blessing is. The Lord recently spoke to me, spoke to my heart, and He said that obedience is the key that will unlock the door to your destiny. And I realized that all of us have a destiny that's there in front of us. And it has a door that's only accessed by our obedience. And through disobedience, we will be shut out from that desire of God's heart and the purpose of His creation with us without that obedience. So my desire is that as you learn to hear God's voice, that you learn to be obedient. And not like a delayed obedience, but instant obedience, a yes, sir. And that's what God's looking for in all of us, is a heart of obedience, a desire to want to obey, because that's when the real change in our life takes place. It's not like a grudgingly, "Well, I guess I have to do this, I'll do it." God wants us to be cheerful about our obedience to Him. trusting Him that He knows what's best for us. There's a scripture that comes to my mind in Hebrews, and it said that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you go to the Greek word for faith, it really means a trust that leads to obedience. That it's not just a mere faith, like something that you grab out of the air somewhere and hold on to it. That faith is actually a trust that leads to obedience. And that's in many of our lives today is a missing link, is that we lack trust. And it's the same trust that God was trying to reveal to the children of Israel, that they would obey because they trusted Him, that He'd done so much in their life to bring them to that point where they were almost going to enter the promised land, but they didn't trust Him to take the promised land, that they were scared of the giants and what stood before them. And I believe that the days are coming, and maybe not too in much in the distant future, that we're going to have such a self-abandoning trust in the Lord that we can't be fearful of what is lying ahead of us, because God is wanting us to move forward and not look back. And the Lord recently even spoke to me. He said that He's looking to raise up an army of dead men, and dead in the sense that they're dead to themselves. And by being dead to themselves, they won't fear the devil, they won't fear man, and they won't fear the times that we live in. And this is the kind of strength that all of us are going to need in the days ahead, because we're going to need that ability to not fear what's standing in front of us. And there's a great lesson that was learned in Peter's life, that as long as he was trying to save his life, he was fearful. And as long as we try to save our lives, Jesus said that if we try to save our lives, we'll lose it. And if we'll lose our lives for Him, that we'll save it. And God is calling us to such a deep walk with Him right now, such a self-abandoning walk right now, because He's got an incredible work that He needs done on the earth today. And it's going to take people who are dead to themselves to fulfill this calling and this great commission that He's given us right now to reach the lost. And there's not many people right now that are actually have a passion for the lost. They don't have a passion only to provide what they need and to live for themselves. And I'm talking about the majority of Christian churches today, is that there's no great passion for souls right now. It's just, hey, we're living in easy land and living in the comfort zone, and nobody wants to rock the boat and step outside the boat. And something the Lord has recently done with me and my family in the last year and a half is He took us out of our comfort zone, and He called us to a foreign land, and we literally abandoned everything. We sold everything we owned and moved to a foreign land with only suitcases. And this was six of our eight children that went with us and did the same thing. And this was a beginning of an incredible work that God began in my life and in my family's life. And even this radio station, radio program and the website were birthed out of the things that God has been doing in our lives since we totally abandoned our comfort zone and went to a foreign place that was not comfortable. But the greatest change has taken place in my life and in my family's life in the last year and a half since we stepped out of our comfort zone, since we flew the nest, so to speak. And God will do whatever it takes to get us out of our nest, just like a mother eagle will come and pick the down feathers out of the nest if the bird won't leave, the baby chicklet won't leave that nest. The mother bird will make it so uncomfortable for that baby eagle to finally fly that it'll finally say anything's better than this. And I believe that's what's coming to a majority of believers right now around the world, mainly in the United States. I know this is coming, is that the comfort zone is going to go away. In fact, the Lord even spoke to my heart and said, you either willingly leave your comfort zone or your comfort zone will leave you. And a lot of these things I know that the Lord has spoken to my heart is what He's speaking to many other listeners out there right now, that they know the times are changing and they need to change as well. And the blessing is lying out ahead of you. It's not in your rearview mirror, it's through the windshield. And if you will be willing to trust God, just like He's taken care of you in your past, that He will take care of your future too. I've seen the hand of God move in such mighty ways since we left our nest that it's just blows me away when I think about all the things, all the opportunities God has brought in my life, in my family's life, the unbelievable relationships, people. It's beyond coincidence. But I began to see this when I just stepped out in faith and actually went on an exploratory trip to Central America to just see if God was saying this is where He wanted us to go. And as we left our nest, so to speak, just even on an exploratory trip, the Lord began to open, just put divine appointments in our path that were beyond anything other than absolute His hand. And it was His fingerprint. It's like having God's fingerprint on a doorknob in front of you, and there's no question that His hand is on the door and open the door. And I know that many out there right now that are listening, they want to see God's hand in front of them, and He will show you if you will be willing to step out. Say, Lord, I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone. I just want to know You're there with me. And He will do that. And because He wants to lead you to a place of promise for each one of you that are listening, that the comfort zone, if you'll notice that most people don't grow in their comfort zone. The comfort zone is a place where you normally fall asleep and you get complacent, you get lazy in your mind, you get lazy in your spiritual walk. And the Lord wants to get us out of that place of comfort because He has a work that each one of us has. And as I began to get out of this comfort zone, I want the Lord to challenge me now, because I don't want to get back in that place of complacency where you feel comfortable. If you actually look at any of Jesus' words, if you have a red-letter Bible, just spend some time reading those words in red, and you'll find that He never gave anybody a word that was comfortable. Every word was challenging, and this is where the voice of the Holy Spirit is not this pat on the back, doing good, just keep on going, just hang in there. It's always challenging us to grow, to go. But most churches today don't grow on a challenging message. They grow on a comforting message. They grow on a pat on the back rather than a kick on the shin. But all of us need to be kicked on the shin right now, because we need to be, first of all, wakened up, that many of us have grown so complacent in this little place of comfort that we actually get angry if someone tries to wake us up and say, hey, you know what, there's some things changing. There's changes in the economic system. Could be the dollar falling. Oh, no, that never happened. Hey, what's going on with this climate change? There's a polar vortex. I never heard of that in my life. I never heard of winter storms with names before until this year. So there's a lot of things that are changing right now, and I hope that some of these changes are waking up the believers to say, you know what, maybe things aren't always going to be the way they've always been. And if we can get wakened up, maybe at least we'll get active. But we first have to get wakened to the point we roll out of bed. And that's my desire, too, is that people would roll out of bed and really find out, Lord, what's going on? I need some direction right now. And I just, even today, my parents possibly could be selling their house, and there could be some big changes that go on just in people that I know, that God is doing some divine things that may be going to change locations. And maybe that's going on in your life as well. Maybe there's some changes, maybe a job change, maybe something's happened in your family that has taken you to a new place. But really, seek the Lord in the direction that he's possibly calling right now in your life. So we're going to listen to a song by Hillsong called "I Surrender." I found that worship has really done a world of work in my heart. And the last year and a half, I've just found that place of worship in my life where I can just get before the Lord and just have a song that just ministers to me and touches my heart and speaks to my heart. And one of the things that all of us have to get to before we can ever be disciples, we have to come to a place of surrender, that Jesus made it very clear in Luke that of the qualifications that he was requiring of someone who was going to follow them. And those were that they couldn't love anybody more than him, including their own life, that they had to be willing to pick up a cross, their own cross, and deny themselves and follow him, and that they couldn't let their stuff get in the way, that they could not love their stuff more than the Lord. And this is a place of total surrender that God wants each one of us. And this song really ministers to me, and I know it will to you as well. I surrender. Thank you. I pray that's the cry of your heart. Lord, have your way with me. Lord, whatever you need to do in my life, I give you permission to do that. If that is the cry of your heart, that there will be changes that go on in the inside of you, that God will, if you give him permission to do what he wants to do, that will be the access point that he has in your life to make a difference, to be able to do something that maybe he wasn't allowed to before because you really didn't mean that with all your heart. Maybe you went to church just to look good. Maybe you went there just to show up to do your duty of going to church on Sunday. But when you say that with all your heart, that you really mean it, Lord, have your way with me, something will take place on the inside that will begin like a seed that's planted into fertile ground, that your heart now is softened to the point that his seed, his word, can have a place to go and land and bloom and blossom and produce fruit. And that's the desire of my heart. And if that's the desire of your heart, that you will see amazing things take place in a very short time from now, if this is the first time you've ever really ever said that with all your heart. And we're going to be a weekly program. We'll be back on the air next week, and we'll be discussing a number of things, whatever the Lord puts on my heart, though. But my desire is that these radio programs will be a place of strength, a source of encouragement, and that by applying encouragement and truth in your own life, that you will find that something's going to take place and you're going to have the strength to endure, to resist temptations that come your way, and most of all, be obedient to the Lord. So thanks again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4, thejourney.com, and we'll see you next week.